we made it, Vardy.
Talk about now. How are you, Jacob Meza?
Meza, yes.
Do you like your name?
I fucking love my name.
It's a beautiful name, man. It's Sebastian Bourgault. Welcome.
I can't even say that without
spitting. Welcome to No BS with SB, man.
Hell yeah. Thank you, man.
So listen, you have a great story. I called you, I just did before you arrived, like you're the lover of comedy. Because I want to know if it's true, okay? Because I'm a little bit of jealous of who you are.
Yeah.
Okay? Because me, I'm French. Okay, first I'm French.
Gotcha. Oh, like French.
No, French from here.
Oh, French, Quebec.
Yeah. I'm Canadian.
Yeah.
So I have two strikes right away. Mm. Because me, my dream is to move to LA and succeed, have success there, okay?
Right.
So I have to, I spend a lot of money to have my green card.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump arrived, you know, and everything was, so I tried to get my visa, you know what I mean? But yeah. A visa, people, it's 3 years,
mm-hmm.
but it's 6 months. It's not 1 year.
Right.
Because if you stay more than 6 months in state, you lost your health care and all the advantage. So it's not really 3 years. You know what I mean?
Bullshit.
So it's exactly. And so why I'm pissed off, as you're going to know now, is because you're from Los Angeles, okay? Okay? And you move in Montreal for a girl.
Yeah. The gayest thing I've ever done.
Is it true?
So yeah, but I haven't lived in Los Angeles since 2011. But yes, I am from Los Angeles.
No, man, you can go anytime there.
Yeah, anytime.
Tomorrow, you can take the flight, go at the store and bum.
Yep, done it. I've done it.
No, man, this is my point. I'm fucking jealous, man. Tabarnak, I'm going home, man.
Adios, man. But not to Los Angeles. You're not going there.
So tell me why Montreal? And is it true about the girl? You say yes, but how it's happened? You meet her in LA?
So I met my girlfriend in Asia. I was living in Asia, in Taiwan, for 3 years.
Man, I see. How old are you?
I'm 28.
28 years old.
Yeah.
You lived there 3 years.
Yep.
In Asia. Mm-hmm. Where in Asia?
Taiwan, which is right next
Whoa.
To China. Yeah.
So why? Okay. So you meet your girl there?
Uh huh. Tinder.
Wow. Tender.
It works.
Shout out to Tender.
Sponsor.
Okay, so if I understand, okay, you live all your life in LA.
Yep.
But in 2000 what? You go to Asia?
2011, I went to school and I became, I got my master's in teaching. And then after school, I went to go teach in Asia. And I taught there for 3 years.
Whoa. Your girlfriend is Asian?
She's actually from Ottawa. She's half Chinese, she's half white.
Wow, okay. So,
it's complicated, it's not an easy story.
I know, but okay, so the reason it's, you did not move here for a girl.
No,
in,
I did.
In Montreal. Oh, it's another girl?
No, for this girl.
But this girl, you meet her in Asia.
Yeah, she was working, she was traveling and working, and when she moved to Taiwan, she was on Tinder trying to find some fun. I was the fun.
Oh, it's Tinder, it's for fun. Ah, I thought it was a serious relationship.
No, it's for hurting yourself because you hate yourself.
Exactly. Because me, I'm from Réseau Contact. I don't know if it's, you know,
Réseau Contact.
Yeah, it's the same thing, but it's more hypocrite. I don't know if it's hypocrite.
Hypocrites?
Hypocrites.
Hypocritical? I don't know.
It's like it's the same thing.
Okay.
But we can't say, well, you want to fuck, you know? He says, oh, so you have two cats? I love cats. You know, blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Full
it was more politically correct. But at the end, the reason it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I have a girlfriend, so I'm not on Tinder. But I would love to try if I was single, you know? Like, just for fun, like the switch thing. Like, because now it's like, it's not fun to have sex anymore. I think it's, no, you know what I mean? No, it's true. It's because me, I'm from Zeller's magazine.
Right. Okay.
And now all the kids can see free porn like that.
Oh, yeah.
And now you can have sex like that. Tac. Where's the fun?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like
where's the challenge?
Yeah, choking is first base now. You know, that's like, it's really raised the stakes.
Okay, so 28 years old, degree teacher.
Yeah.
Moved to Asia. Okay, so because move to Asia is the big move.
That was a big fucking move. Yeah.
Did you scare?
I was scared, man. But I was young. I was ready to see the world. You know, like I was like, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna
you
travel.
Look Skywalker.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I want to go. See, I want to fight the Empire. So you went there.
Yeah.
How did you live there? Did you live well in 3 years? Did you have fun? Oh. You have the, I always say that, the le mal du pays, like, you're like, oh, I want to go home. Or you always enjoying
homesick.
It?
Was I homesick?
Is that, you know what I mean?
I was a little homesick, okay. Yeah. I mean, I had to read Chinese. I couldn't read Chinese, you know?
And no Facebook at the time, or a little bit.
No, there's Facebook. There's
but it's worse. Not like now. No Instagram, no Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, there was Instagram.
So, no, you said it's 2011.
This was, no. So, I went to school in 2011. That's when I left Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
I went in 2013 to... 2014 I was in Asia.
Okay, yeah. So because you put you send resume?
Yeah, I put I was everywhere, like Bulgaria. Like I really wanted to go to Mongolia for some reason. But then
he said for some reason.
I don't fucking know.
I want to go to Mongolia for some reason. To be Mongol, you know?
Yeah,
what
to be Mongol.
I don't know.
I conquer the free world.
It's like,
but then Taiwan, that school, they called me. They were the first one, and I said yes.
They said the money.
They said the money. It's pretty good. I didn't care, man. I just wanted to go.
So you because you lived with your parents?
I was coming out of college. I lived with six football players, man. Just nasty.
Party.
Like that house, we did not clean the house until the morning before the next party, you know?
Oh, yeah. So you're the kicker?
Son of a
no man. Kicker?
I cannot kick.
Terrible. So why with six guys or football player, what's happening?
I played football all throughout college.
Okay, exactly. So what did you do in the team?
I played...
Water boy?
Yeah. Water. I played strong safety.
No way.
And outside linebacker a little bit. Yeah.
So like your Gronkowski?
Yeah, I guess.
A little bit?
No, that guy's huge, man.
I know, but you're huge too, man.
Oh,
I have to adjust my camera like that, about that.
I know, it's a big old fucking...
Yes. So, okay, so it's very interesting. So... you said you have the own sick, but is a long time or just like the first 6 months?
Barely. It was so much fun. Oh my gosh, it was amazing, man. Like I got like first of all, it was cheap, man. The
right.
Like, getting a beer, a pack of cigarettes, it was like $3.
You smoke?
No, but I started there. It was so cheap.
I saw a blow up doll, $15. I never use it.
I never use it, but...
But it was cheap.
It's a bargain, baby.
So did you... In the 3 years, did you stay there full time or you go back in LA all the time?
No, I've been there for three years straight.
Wow.
I mean, maybe for Christmas once, yeah.
Okay.
But like, yeah.
Okay.
3 years, man.
Okay, wow. It's intense.
It was intense.
And so do you have a brother and sister in your family?
I got two sisters. They're younger. They're okay. Twins.
I'm a twins too.
Oh, you're a twin?
But with a girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah.
I would say, we say that in English, fake twins.
Nah, you...
Luke Skywalker, yeah. Princess Leia, I don't know.
Maybe it's fraternal, I think maybe. It's like, when you're identical, you look the same.
No. I'm a guy and she's a girl, so it's important.
But you look the same? You look the same?
When I was young, no, a little bit. No, she's more beautiful than me.
Oh, that's good. Thank God for that.
And I said that before you said that. Okay, so you have two sisters. Is... For you, though, in the family,
yeah,
it was important to prove to your parents they raised you well.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean.
Definitely.
So when you said to them, "I'm going to Asia 3 years,"
yeah,
they was proud. It's we made it.
They're like, Jacob.
It's not a delinquent.
Yeah,
it's not he will not broke a window with rocks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you're 25 at the time.
Yeah.
You, why you want to be a teacher at the time? Your father is a teacher? Your mother?
My mom. My mom, she's a singer. She's a drama teacher. She's the performer, man. My mom.
So you want to impress her?
Yeah. Oh, both of them.
But
yeah.
Which
yeah.
one?
But
the most important.
I impressed my dad with football, so now it's my mom's turn. I gotta impress my mom later in life.
Yeah, but okay. So football was serious for your father.
Yeah, he was. He was the athlete.
So what did he respond when you said I quit?
He was happy, man. I had
really.
I had a lot of concussions. I fucked up my shoulder. Like I tore my ACL. I have nerve damage in my shoulder. I've had like seven concussions.
So this is why you're a comedian now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Welcome in the world.
Yeah,
like,
oh.
Like seven, and you're not in the NFL, I imagine.
Yeah, that's high school, man. High school and a little bit of college, seven.
Exactly. Crazy. Imagine how Gronkowski just admit he got 20 concussions and a lot of shots.
That's crazy.
But just in NFL.
Yeah.
Not before. So imagine how he doesn't feel well now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. One concussion was because I was drunk on whiskey and I was on a log and we were balancing on the log and then I fell back and flat backed. Oh man.
Why football players are so stupid, huh? Did you see Mayfield?
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield when they arrest him?
Oh no, I didn't see this.
Okay,
no.
Go watch on YouTube. Baker Mayfield's draft number one draft, yeah. I think 3 years ago.
Yeah.
He get cut drunk and he run and cops
laid him out.
Yes.
Oh,
it's so beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Winston, you know Winston?
Yeah, Winston, what the quarterback.
His, yeah, of Tampa Bay. What is
Tampa Bay? Jameis.
Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston, yeah.
He stole crabs. You know, a lobster.
Oh, okay.
Did you see that? Go see that. Me, I love football just for that.
Yeah.
The drama behind the game, man. Mm. And the game, you know?
Yeah.
So, okay. So, you want to impress your father? It's check mark. You want to impress your mother? Check mark.
Got it.
Okay. You go. No, it's true.
Yeah, no, they're happy. Nice. They love. I got a good family. You know, they're good.
No. It's, yeah. My point is not that. My point is because I want to know why you do that, you know?
Yeah.
Because in life, we our hero in general is our family. It's our father, your mother.
Right.
You want to prove, like, and you have two sisters, so you have a competition.
Yeah.
Me, I have three sisters.
Oh, okay.
So I know.
Damn, I get you.
Where you're from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not easy to live with girls.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I mean?
We're good listeners.
You know? I'm happy I can piss everywhere because the bathroom was always blocked.
Yeah.
You know?
I know exactly.
So, so you go to Asia 3 years. You have a little bit of homesick, but you did not give up.
No.
And I'm sure when you get back to for vacation, like Christmas,
mm-hmm.
your family was very happy.
Oh,
eh?
Yeah.
Because it's so exotic.
Yeah.
You know? Asia. I mean, I'm so scared of that.
Even from Los Angeles, it was a 13-hour flight.
Directly?
Yeah.
No stop?
Well, yeah, no stop. 13
wow, 13 years, man.
Hours.
I mean, here, I think it's 28. I think it's from Montreal
to China.
Yeah, I think.
Or yeah, Taiwan, but it's in that area.
Yeah. So you got the call. Did you scare when you hang up? I'm going to teach in Taiwan. Did you scare? Was a scam?
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Think
I was looking up stuff. You know, am I gonna have to eat bugs? Like, I didn't know. Like, I thought I was gonna have to eat like spiders and shit. You know?
Wake up there and see you miss a
kidney.
Yeah.
I've been to Tijuana. So, I knew it was gonna be that bad.
So when you arrive, they treat you like a champ, eh?
Oh, I mean, I was the new teacher, and everybody in Taiwan, the Taiwanese people, very nice. You could forget your phone in the subway and someone will return it to the police. And like, they're stand-up people.
It's not here.
Yeah.
If somebody saw our iPhone, it's on eBay right away.
Exactly.
Never use it.
Yeah.
Not me. Okay. So 3 years. So you grew there, huh? You came a man.
Became a man.
You know, yeah. And you thought it would be the football. You're going to be a man.
Yeah, but no.
It was the travel.
Yeah,
right?
For
the
sure.
Travel make you stronger.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you know you're not in a situation of control, and you have a responsibility. You don't go hang over there.
No. Well.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You're a teacher.
Yeah, I know.
You know
that first year though. That first year, I was like partying and then going.
I know,
teaching.
But how did your teacher like?
Yeah.
How did you feel? Like, I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm nobody.
Right.
Like I don't have enough experience. You thought you are I would say that like you're not you don't deserve to be there. Not deserve, but imposter.
Yeah. Like I'm a fake. Like
yeah.
In a way.
Because you have to stud, but you're not imposter because you did like 3 years of school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I did the schooling, right? But I did my master's there, or in Oregon. I did 1 year to get my master's, and then 3 years before that. But yeah, man. Like, I guess because I just felt like those kids, you know, that aren't the best students, I wanted to help them out, you know, because
okay.
I got a lot of support in my life.
Yeah.
So I wanted to give that back to kids.
I feel like you're in a rich family.
Middle class.
Middle class, yeah. Rich?
I guess we're middle class. We're up there. My dad works in the movies. My dad works in the movies, so he's got. Yeah,
how many car in the garage?
The driveway. Yeah. I think we got four cars. Three cars.
Okay, so can I say fuck you, man?
Yeah, you can say fuck.
Is it a house or it's a Winnebago?
It's a house. Or not? You mean
a Winnebago car? You live inside a Winnebago on the?
No, it was a house. Yeah, it was a house.
How many rooms in the house?
There were three rooms.
You have a garage.
We did have a garage.
You have a pool?
No pool. Yeah, no.
Barbecue? Why no pool?
The pool would have been more expensive, man. Yeah. Like, even no pool, and we lived in Burbank, man, that was already like...
Burbank is where the Tonight Show.
Yeah, yeah. My dad, he works to work for Miramax, and so he's met like tons of... He works on studio. Right now, there's the girl from How I Met Your Mother. He's like working with her. He just called me today. He's like, oh yeah, I see her. I'm looking at her right now. I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
He's still impressed after all year?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. So he's passionate.
Yeah, my dad.
Okay, about his job, huh?
Yeah, he loves it.
So why you stopped 3 years in Asian, in Taiwan? Why you decide to come back and stop doing that?
Man, I don't know. Like, Taiwan, it was changing. A lot of friends were leaving, you know. In the school that I worked at, they were changing. They're becoming more strict. And so I was like, maybe it's time to move on.
Okay.
Los Angeles, I love Los Angeles, but it's expensive, man. That money is, it's real. Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
And so Kirsten, my girlfriend, she was like, well, I went to McGill, and she's like, I love Montreal. They showed me some prices of...
You meet your girl there for not the first year.
It was like my...
Already when you arrived there, you saw her?
No. I met her maybe into my second year, basically.
Okay, so 2 years together there?
Like one full year together.
Okay, and this is strong when you are... nowhere together,
yeah,
and you don't, you know, it's like so it was serious already.
It was getting serious. She had this amazing job. She had a job where every 3 months the company sent her to a new country, and so she started in Taiwan. I met her in Taiwan, and then I was gonna go see some family. I have family. I'm part Icelandic, believe it or not. I have family in Iceland.
Wow.
So I was gonna move that summer. I was going to Amsterdam, and she got put in Amsterdam, like, just by chance. And so we met in Amsterdam, and we got to, like, spend time there.
Okay, so during your 3 years in Taiwan, you went to Amsterdam?
For, like, the summer. Because a teacher, right? You get the summer off.
Ah, you're right.
Yeah, you get the summer off.
So the full first year together.
Yeah.
In the summer, you went together in Amsterdam because she had a contract there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then her next contract was in the Philippines, and the Philippines is right next to Taiwan. So during that fall, we were flying back and forth from the Philippines to Taiwan to meet each other.
So it's serious, though.
It got pretty serious.
Yeah, because you don't need to do that. Why you want to take a flight to see a girl? You know
that's intense.
Me, I went just to Trois-Rivières to see a girl, and I was tired. Yeah. Like, tabarnak, it's far.
It's done. It's over.
You take the plane all the time?
Nah, babe, I'm done.
Okay, it's great, man. There's so many places we can go with that. But so you came back. Did you care? So you said to her, it's so expensive to go to LA.
Yeah.
And did she love LA?
She went there. She liked it, you know. But the driving, man, you know, it's not for everybody. It's a tough life.
Did you try to find a job teacher in LA after your 3 years there?
I could have, but because she said Montreal was cheap, and I was like, it seemed like fun. It seemed like a new place to go, right?
Yeah.
It's like another Asia for me. Like, here in Montreal, I'm still kind of I'm an immigrant, you know.
Really?
Like, I'm traveling. Going to Montreal was like, this is new. This is cool.
But you're less immigrant than Asian.
Yeah, it's less exciting.
Because Asian is another world.
Yeah.
Here it's American.
Right. Yeah. Similar. Right,
yeah. You know, it's America. It's in Canada, but everybody live with the television of America.
Right. Yes.
Show me if I ask you some TV show in Canada, you would say, I don't understand what you said.
Everybody, all the time.
Nobody watch Canadian TV show. You say, you know, every Canadian watch American movie or television or act. You know what I mean?
I got Trailer Park Boys. That's like,
That's all I got. Okay, so you decide to come back here because you have a contract?
I decided to come back here because, again, it's cheap. I knew comedy was from here, and that was like a cool thing. I'm like, all right. And
okay.
It just seemed new and fun.
Okay, you said something very important. But is it because of her you came back here? Yeah. You come here?
To Montreal.
Why she came here? Because, she have a contract here? Like Amsterdam and Philippines?
I guess she was changing her job. She changed her job. Okay. And that was it. She was looking for a new job.
So this is fun. Why you said comedy is fun in Montreal?
So I didn't,
is it because of the solar?
Of course. This is like, when nobody knows Montreal, this is Montreal. You know, this is it.
This is the reference.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
That's why I put that here.
Yeah, exactly.
Because this is the big symbol.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is because, this is gift. People give me gift.
Oh, nice.
They arrive here, and they give me a gift.
Oh, shit.
I always do that so far.
Yeah, fuck.
Okay, so
I got you this.
So this... you know that.
Yeah.
You're an Asian and you know that.
I knew that, yeah.
You know, Just for Laughs, the big festival in the world.
Right.
So you said, because why you said Montreal, it's fun because it's like another Asian and it's the comedy scene like fun. Why you say that? Because for the last 15 minutes, you never tell me you do comedy in Asian or in LA.
Well, so
why you want to come here and said, you know what? Did you start comedy here?
I started comedy in Asia.
No way.
Yeah, in Taiwan.
No.
Yeah, that's where I started.
How is possible?
It's a very small community. But you know, you have expats who are there. But you also have, Taiwanese people who like knew
expat?
English. Expat is for immigrants who were there, right? From the U.S.
Okay, really?
Canada, yeah. And it was awesome, man. I mean, we had very small comedy clubs.
Do you have a picture of that in your... on your Facebook?
Yeah.
Have a picture there?
Maybe not right now. But yeah, 2-3 Comedy, actually, in Taiwan. Shout out,
did you make video?
I had a video, yeah. I had my first...
Wow. So you play there, and you said the comedy club, they have a comedy club there?
Now they do. They have a proper comedy club. It's half English, half Chinese. And so, yeah, it's
so
cool.
So tell me, your first show ever... It's in Asian. It's in Taiwan.
It's in Taiwan.
So let's go there.
All right.
So why comedy arrived in your life?
I had a friend who did comedy. He was from Toronto. He was living in Asia. And he was just talking about stand-up. And of course, I've always loved stand-up, right? And he's like, yeah, man, you're funny. You should do it. And my thought was, I'm a fucking teacher. I'm trying to teach Shakespeare to 18-year-olds at 8 o'clock in the morning. I can make drunk people laugh.
Shut up for your ego, buddy.
Yeah, fucking ego.
It's amazing.
Right?
No, it's a great comparison, you know. Wow. So now when you rethink about that, is it more easy?
Yes and no. Yes and no. Definitely, it's definitely harder.
I did not ask you. It's more fun.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely not more fun.
It's not more fun. It's not more fun to teach Shakespeare at 8 a.m. than make people laugh and drunk.
At
8 p.m. and 8 a.m. So you have a friend from Toronto who's a comedian, and he said you should try. So how it's worked there?
So back then, when I first started...
What year?
This was 2000... This must have been 2015, I want to say. 2015.
First show ever in your life.
Yeah, the summer of 2015.
Okay.
And they did not have an open mic at all. So my first show...
Just a mic.
Just a mic. Just a show.
And so it's just a mic with people.
Yeah.
So they have a mic.
Yeah, I just like walked.
Is it possible to open the mic?
Yeah, is this on? Is this on? And so my first show was in front of 40 people. And I just told a story from my
40
childhood.
People, Asian?
A mixture. A lot of them are my coworkers. So I like brought people. I brought tons of people. Wow. I'm going to do comedy.
We all do the same mistake.
I know, yeah. Fucking.
Is it possible to bum from people I respect, please?
Because they'll never see it for another 5 years. They'll never come.
No matter if you kill someday, they won't say, I saw him bomb.
Yeah, I saw him bomb. You know? Some bitch.
So what did you talk about? Remember what you talked about? Shakespeare?
No, I talked about...
Be funny or not.
Funny, not funny. That's the answer.
So you bomb.
I did okay. I did, I think, okay for my first time. You know?
You did amazing for your first time. You know
for
why?
First time. Yeah, killed.
Because you made it.
Kept going.
The tough part in comedy is the first show.
Yeah.
You know, it's because... so many superstars, you know,
yeah.
like Eddie Murphy, you know, why I want to go there?
Mm.
It's impossible. I'm going to be better than Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's fun in comedy. It's you can do your own road. You can find your own fans.
Yeah.
It's like wine. It's like red wine. You know, a thousand of red wine.
Right.
You know, but all red wine tastes differently.
And some people like the Zinfandel.
Yeah, some people like don't like Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
It taste, les goûts, ça se discute pas. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You can discuss about taste. You know, no matter if I said this wine, taste it. This wine, man, taste it, buddy. How are you? See? Take the wine. Yeah. Let's go. Taste it. Mm. Okay. Huh? The robe. The collar, huh? He yeah. gonna say, it's not my taste.
Yeah.
No. $50. They made. Yeah. No matter if I try to convince you, you know?
Yeah.
It's not for you.
Mm.
So this is great about comedy.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
That's true. No, it's true. There's different avenues, different alleys that people like love to fit in. Right.
And another thing, it's everybody starts somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
If you saw Eddie Murphy when he started and where he were now.
Yeah.
It's two different guy.
For sure.
But we don't think like that.
Yeah.
We just see the end, the result. The painting end, you know?
Right. The last person, the famous person.
Exactly.
You see that famous
exactly.
person.
It's why a lot of people love, you know, where they were famous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Before and after. Kind
so
of.
did you always said, I always want to do comedy? Or you just said to yourself, I love to see comedy?
Well, when I was a kid, I wanted to be Jim Carrey.
Whoa!
Yeah, hands down.
Me too, buddy. Ace Ventura?
Ace Ventura, like
the
Liar
Mask.
Liar, The Mask. I love
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber. Like,
oh, my
God. All of them, man.
Yeah. So after that, you know, did you tell to your father and your mother, I would love to be funny? Or you always keep that secretly?
My mom thought it was hilarious. Because she's like, you're from Los Angeles. You're going to Asia to start performing. Like, you're from Los Angeles. Why didn't you stay here?
It's my point.
Yeah. Mom?
Finish your broccoli. So, okay. So, she said that to you too.
Yeah,
right?
She's like, what are you doing? Yeah,
wow,
what are you?
Oh, okay.
She thought it was funny.
Okay, so you said you did well.
Yeah.
But you did very well.
Hmm.
For the time.
Yeah, for the time.
Because when you get out of the stage, maybe no stage.
Right.
People did that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Is it there?
Yeah.
No, they said great job, like that.
Yeah, it was good. It was like great job.
So
yeah,
did you feel well?
I felt good, man. I felt pumped.
So you're fucked, huh?
That was it.
You knew already
yeah.
something happened in your brain, huh? Mm-hmm. A little bit some bottom was off.
Yeah.
And you open it. It's adrenaline.
Yeah.
The feeling of like, oh my God. If people laugh now, imagine where I can be more funny.
Mm.
Because you just start.
For sure. I've always been in attention.
Did you call?
Like, look at me.
Did you call your mother? I'm Jim Carrey now. Did you call somebody?
I called my parents. I was like, guess what I did?
I knew it.
I posted it on Facebook. I'm like, look what I did.
Okay. But it was not serious. It was just like a hobby that for me. It was not a career.
Yeah, I was showing my feathers.
Because
you're showing...
teacher.
Yeah.
It's serious. It's important.
Yeah, the teacher.
You did something fun. Okay, good luck. But did you what? When is the next show after that?
The next show I think was like 2 weeks later.
Okay.
Because there weren't many shows between each other.
No. Exactly.
Yeah.
How long did you do at the first show? 5 minutes.
Yeah, I think it was six, maybe five, six.
And you were with other comic.
There are other comics, people who are more experienced than me, of course.
And your friend who, not forced you, but what he said to you?
I don't even know he was there. I don't think he wasn't there. It was like mostly my coworkers, my other teachers.
Okay.
I'm like, you gotta come.
Okay, so the other comic who went on stage was not comic?
He was a comic. He wasn't at that show.
Okay.
But I performed with him for the next 2 years.
Okay, so he saw you after.
Yeah, he saw me.
So he saw you at the second show.
Yeah. And so yeah, he saw me at the second show. He's like, man, you got chops. You know, you got chops. You know, just work on it.
Okay.
You tighten up your writing.
So this is the last year of the 3 year in Asia.
This was in my year Asia. I did it for 2 years. Of my 3 years, I did 2 years of comedy in Asia, in Taiwan.
So okay, part time.
Yeah, I was teaching, and then after teaching, I was doing open mics.
So your girlfriend saw you?
My girlfriend saw me.
What she said, remember?
She liked it. She.
It was exciting for
yeah,
her?
Yeah, she's like, oh, this guy. She said I was very confident.
maybe you could say cocky.
Cocky, you know, because we, sure.
But yeah. At the same time, you're naive too.
Yeah, oh,
you,
for sure.
Because you have to be naive to pretend. Because it, you know what the funny part is? It's, if I rewatch my stuff in the past,
I
suck.
Oh, I can't watch
it. And I was cocky.
Yeah.
Now I have killer joke and I'm okay.
Yeah.
Why? You know what I mean? Because I know I can be better.
Yeah.
I'm happy where I am with my comedy, but I will never act like in the past. And I could because I have a lot of stuff, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, like, in my mind, it's like, when you learn more, you learn how much you don't know, right? And that's with comedy, right?
Yeah.
You learn how good, not good you are, I guess.
So did you perform in Amsterdam with your girlfriend there?
No, but I performed in Iceland. And
wow. I don't have anything in my head about Iceland.
It's a,
I saw a big iceberg.
Yeah, I was on top. I was like, penguins, gather around. Hey, gather around.
How are you, everybody? Make some noise.
Knocking my head against the mic. Yeah.
So, because Iceland, is it far from Asian?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that was like a 13-hour flight.
Another 13?
Yeah. That was
so you love to flight? Do you have a tinnitus?
No, but I can sleep. I can just sleep anywhere, man.
Wow.
I'm like a spy. I'm just...
I thought you said I'm like a homeless.
I'm like homeless.
Because I spy don't sleep.
Yeah, I'm like homeless.
You have 25 cents?
Yeah. Sir.
Sorry, it's the lunch.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so Iceland. So
Now that's a cool show, man.
Yeah,
if you ever go to Iceland, you can do.
No, we never go there.
Why not?
Because I don't like plane.
Oh, you don't fly?
No, I don't. Me, my maximum is 5 hours.
Oh, really?
After that, and I don't sleep.
Ah, fuck.
I can't sleep.
But you gotta do road trips. You gotta go to France. You gotta do.
Make some noise, buddy.
Wow.
Look at that.
What is that?
This is your latte, buddy.
Okay, thank you so much.
You have to run. He said, 3,000 calories.
Oh my God.
Merci beaucoup. Thank you so much. This is why I do a podcast here. I'm so grateful. This is the Peroni restaurant. You know Peroni?
Mm-hmm.
Because did you play here?
I did. I've done Peroni once, yeah.
Make some noise for Hallie and Sid. Shout out,
great
guys.
And,
this is, for me, is a great place in comedy, you know, to do what's happened.
Now I feel like a cocky asshole. This is not, like a cocky asshole.
Why?
Because it's like, oh, look at me, my big fucking...
You're a great guest. You deserve...
Oh, I appreciate
this. This represents who you are in life.
I guess so.
You know, you have a you're a cocky moose. You have a you look. This is Asia. Yeah. This is LA.
Yeah.
Montreal. You have the biscuit.
The biscuit. Oh, we got biscuits. Cheers on the biscuits, I guess. Yeah. Salut, man.
Hey, merci, man. Let me put sugar. Do you put sugar?
No, I don't like the sugar.
So so I say, in me, I don't have the picture of Iceland in my head. You know what I mean? And I can, like I said, I can. You don't see. No, I see. It's the big box of metal in the sky.
Oh, fuck.
And you want me to sleep? I'm like, and you know, when I was young, I saw a show, a TV show. It was, it was.
Twilight Zone.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay. And this movie, it's a guy who paranoid.
Something on the wing.
Yeah. And he paranoid. Everybody said he's crazy. And he finished crazy, you know?
Yeah.
But he was not crazy. Because at the end, you saw the monster was there. Yeah. Destroy all the... Yes. And I said, look at that goosebump, man. So, you know, so... It's the same thing with jazz.
Yeah.
I don't know why my father and my mother let me see Jazz.
Mm.
The movie, the shark.
Oh, Jaws.
At 6 years old.
That fucked me, man. I
can piss. Mm. It was impossible to miss in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because I thought Jaws will eat my dick.
Yeah.
Think about that. When 6 years.
Yeah.
I don't have a plastic gun too, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, so you're comfortable in playing.
Playing, yeah, I'm fine. I guess I'm good.
I love train. I love more train.
Mm, I like that too. Yeah. I don't get it often.
I can piss in the train.
No jaws coming out of the train.
Can see the nature. I say, oh, I'm on the ground. You know? I love to take the plane, but like I said, but like 4 or 5 hour max. Mm-hmm. So LA it's 5 hour.
Yes.
You know, Bahamas it's 4 hour. Yeah. Cuba, you know, Republic Dominican, Jamaica. Mm-hmm. You know, I love to take the plane to go like that.
Right.
But I will not take the plane after that. You know, it's why I would love to go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
But it's 11 hour.
It's over for you.
So maybe when I'm going to be in LA, I'm going to take the tickets. LA, Hawaii, it's 5, 4 hour.
Yeah, I think LA, Ottawa. I mean, there is a Montreal, LA, but it's more expensive. You probably have to stop either in Philadelphia or in Toronto or something like that.
I hate to stop.
I know, it's fucking it's the worst.
So
it's all day, like it takes every day.
Can you explain what is Aizen for us?
What is what?
Aizen.
Iceland.
What is how people live? Or
shit.
What is the picture? You know, is it?
Yeah.
Can you compare like?
Sure.
Another city?
Yeah. Okay, so like Reykjavik is the main city where they have comedy. You can do comedy.
Reykjavik.
It's like, it's very small. It's like Trois Rivières. You know, it's like that is the biggest city in Iceland.
Okay. So it's like 300,000 people?
Yeah, something like that. Okay. Maybe even, yeah. I think Burbank has more people in Burbank than like in the entire country of Iceland, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, it's a country, Iceland?
Yeah, it's a country. And then once you get outside, it's kind of like, you know, there's like grassland, but instead of grassland, it's like hardened lava. So it's just black rock. And so it's like this lava field, which is really cool.
So when you get out of the plane, did you smell something different?
No, you don't smell anything different until you take a shower, because they use sulfur and it tastes like shit, or it smells like shit.
Okay.
Yeah, it smells like shit.
So what did you love there?
Oh man. Well, I got my family there, so that's amazing.
You know? Bring your family there?
No, but I have family there. My family live in Iceland.
Oh.
They are Icelandic.
What side? The mother or father?
My mother's side, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And when I was 11, we took my grandmother, who was 80, and that was the first time in Iceland since she was a teenager. So I got to see my grandmother go to Iceland again for the first time in like 70 years.
Wow.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
That left an impression on me.
Yeah, you did not recognize her.
Yeah, exactly.
Could be anyone.
Yeah.
So your grandmother?
Sure. Yeah. My grandmother, she's there. There's so many.
So what do you hate the most in Iceland?
I hate the most?
The water, you said, but...
Expense, man. It's expensive.
Oh, yeah?
A lot of money.
But yeah. is it what kind of city is? Is it more like Toronto, LA, New York? What is like...
Man. As I say, it's like a Trois Rivières. Like,
okay,
it's not a city. It's like a town.
Oh, okay.
There's no big buildings.
Oh, okay.
There's no big buildings.
And why is it a country?
It's a... I don't know, man.
You never asked?
Why is it a country?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, they didn't want to be Swedish. They didn't want to be English, you know. But they had ladies from all of those places, and they mixed them up, and then they got Icelandic. Did you know, in Iceland... Because there's not many people, right?
Yeah.
If you want to date someone, you have to check to see if you are family. You have to check. They have an app.
It's like Trois Rivières.
Yeah. It is, exactly.
You're right.
There's like Trois families. That's it. There's only three.
You're my uncle.
Yeah. They have an app. You can check your family tree and see like, oh wait,
no.
Our Uncle John. That's our uncle.
Imagine, it's so awkward, man. You have a great date. I think we're made together. Let's see the tree. Fuck.
Oh, no. But we already had sex.
Let's put condoms. Okay, so, but they speak English?
English and Icelandic.
So what is Icelandic?
It's a mixture of Swedish and English.
And relish.
And relish.
Mustard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like a
salmon,
cheeseburger.
The salmon.
Can you try some language?
I can give you the names.
No, man, come on. You it's your family. You went there.
No, fuck.
You never practiced anything there?
I could not. It's so
one hard. Word. Say hello in Iceland.
Okay, when you want to cheer someone for a drink, you say skál.
Did you treat me?
I did.
Skal.
Like skull.
No. Okay.
Yeah,
or skal.
Skal.
When you drink a beer in French, you say je cale une bière.
Oh yeah.
Skal.
Say it similar. Yeah.
So skal.
Skal.
Hey, Iceland. Skal.
Skal.
And look. Ashkal. Ashkal.
Yeah.
This is the same thing in French.
I got skal right here.
No, Ashkal. I lost your hair.
Oh, you lost your hair.
Ashkal.
Ah.
Ashkal. And if you're bilingual, it's very funny. Yeah, no, so you're not bilingual.
No, fuck.
Okay, but you're so so why you so the toast, the goodbye or hello in Iceland? So you don't care about Iceland.
I care.
No, because if I said I would say hi and bye bye in Taiwan or make a toast in Taiwan, you know already.
Well, because I lived there for 3 years.
How long you stay in Iceland?
Like 2 weeks.
Yeah, but 2 weeks you want to, you know me, I went to Cuba, you know, I learned everything, you know.
Yeah.
Cerveza, una, narengue, narengue. You know what I mean? I try to be part because I know it's only, so not you.
Yeah. You, so like my cousin.
Is it because it's English too?
Yeah. It's
you know
so
what I mean?
Everyone speaks
because
English.
Because in Taiwan, it's not in English.
Yeah, it's mostly Chinese.
So you have no choice.
You need to, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you went there 2 weeks. You go back. So remember when you were with your girlfriend when you make the decision to move to Montreal?
You're good. You're getting here.
I love you, Bob.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm passionate. Yeah.
I forgot my own. I'm like, where are we?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Is this Iceland?
It's no BS with SB.
No, there's
not.
You know
what I mean? If I bullshit, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
You know?
You're out as a business.
So do you like your coffee?
Oh, it's foamy and good.
Are you happy to be here?
I'm very happy.
Because me, I'm very happy to shoot the people who you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
No, it's very important because people think it's just for laugh in Montreal.
Oh, yeah.
2 weeks, and after that we exist.
So that's your goal. You want to expose the
I want to expose comedy in general, but I want to start with my friends, you know, the guys with I respect and I work with.
Oh yeah.
And imagine if you succeed. Imagine you're the next Jim Carrey.
Oof.
Who's the winner?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you're a bust, we're gonna say, look, it's Johnny Manziel.
Johnny.
Do you know Johnny?
I mean
Johnny. He was my favorite man. He was
so
amazing.
Hey, this Montreal. Guy, this Montreal guy.
Yeah. No, he choked too.
Yeah.
But that guy decided to show to the people all to have everything and fuck it up.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Yeah.
Because no reason. What he did.
He's the worst version of Tebow.
Tim Tebow?
Yeah, he's like the worst version of Tebow.
Yeah, Tim Tebow, time. Jesus help him.
Yeah.
To throw the ball, you know what I mean?
Johnny Manziel, cocaine helped him.
Now he tried Tim Tebow to find the ball, but he's too small for him, you know? Exactly. But he tried. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I always respect, but with the guy, you know the problem with Johnny is he has so much talent.
Mm.
But the work ethic is not there.
Yeah.
And this is sad because imagine if he did that together.
Right.
You know what I mean? The first game with the Browns,
mm-hmm.
he did one touchdown, he did that.
Yeah.
And everybody said, fuck you. And he never did up that. He never succeeded again, you know?
Yeah.
You can't be cocky, you know, when you start, hey, think about that. Like,
yeah.
Anyway.
No, I agree. Yeah, you can't, like, it's almost like you can't even recognize that you're good. You have to, like, keep pressing on. Like, I have to improve on this. I have to improve on this.
Yeah.
Just, like, to keep that. Yeah. It's that drive. It's a drive, you know?
Yeah.
Like, with comedy, if all of a sudden you're like, well, those are my jokes. Those are the best jokes I'm going to write. I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
You won't, you'll fail as a comedian.
Exactly. But at the same time, our job is autodidact. We don't have a league. We don't have somebody who push us.
Right.
The reason why we succeed is because of us.
Yeah.
Him, he's in the league.
Yeah.
People said, you're amazing. He was supposed to be draft first.
Yeah.
And he dropped, and he dropped, and he dropped. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my point is normally, you know, I bought bobblehead or hockey player, football player, you know what I mean? This is Jaren Drew. You know Jaren Drew?
Jaren Drew.
He bring me that. You know, this is the Golden Drew.
The Golden Drew.
But for Johnny Manziel.
Have you followed his, like, handshake? That guy would kill you.
Yeah, it's the only action figure I bought with a loser. I bought the action figure of Johnny Manziel in the brown suit.
Right.
To remember
him losing.
That no matter who you are in life, you know, if you don't focus, if you take for granted something, good luck. If you take drugs too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I respect that, man.
That's no, great. It's important because it's so easy to be. I don't want to be mean with him because I love him so much.
No.
Everybody loves Johnny Manziel.
Johnny.
Johnny football, man.
Yeah, love you guys.
You are a football guy. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, he was so excited to watch.
Yeah,
I was so excited.
Man, goosebumps, man, and when they draft him, I said, let's go, you know, and
yeah.
he said to himself, let's party!
Yeah.
Let's party!
Yeah.
I remember he wasn't on the plane to the first camp, right. And he put a picture of his book, of the book of the Browns.
Uh-huh.
So you have to read it.
Right.
He never read that.
Of course not.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because people don't understand. No matter how talented you are in football, if you don't read the book, you're fucked.
So much work.
You know why? Because the coach is the responsible. The coach gives the game, the play.
For sure. Yeah.
And if you say, if the coach said 23, 44, 6, and you're drunk yesterday,
yeah,
he said, what? Is it the phone number of the girl yesterday? No, it's the play you have to do now.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, I'm too good. So you know what I mean? No, it's true.
No, it's
football,
yeah.
College, and football NFL, it's too well.
Oh, for sure. And it was hard in college, man. Because then you had to study so much. Like, I had to study, like, because I played defense, right? I had to study. We changed the defense for every team that we played. So every time there was a new team, we had a new defense.
1 week.
Yeah, one week. But I'm also, like, writing essays. I'm also, I gotta, like, watch film on them, watch my film from the last game so I can get better.
In college?
And then I have to read books. I have to, like, take tests. It was crazy. Plus,
you have to the concussion, the elbow.
Yeah. Plus, I was smoking weed because I was like 20. Like I was like 18.
Invincible, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Invincible, man. Now, if you have the choice to back in the past,
okay,
what mistake you will change?
Oh,
about your concussion, because sometimes you think you're invincible and you're gonna do a move like you should not do because you think your head is wood.
Maybe it would have been. I don't know. I love football. I gained so much from like being a part of a team. Like my drive. I came from when I was my senior year of high school. I tore my ACL completely. I had to get reconstructive surgery. I took an entire year to rehabilitate my knee, and then I got back into college football that next year. And that was like that was a lot. And that took. And really, I feel like, you know, Asia like probably made me who I am now, but so did football in a lot of ways. So I can't regret that.
No, exactly. My second question: what did you learn with football? You use it in comedy.
Yeah.
What do you use it?
Freaking just like just drive. Like waking up every morning at 5:30 to go into the gym to work out.
You go to the gym?
Yeah.
I think you're fat, man.
It's so, only this one, right?
So 5:30 a.m. you go to the gym?
Not now, but like back when I was playing football.
But my point is, what do you still use about the football in your comedy life?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That like that drive, that like intensity to keep going, you know, to write,
okay,
you know, maybe like at least once a day, you know, even if I'm working, right, to like go out and do to do shows, and you know that like that it's just a drive I have inside of me.
The ethic work.
Yeah,
because like you said, you study so much. And you know, if you study your own joke,
mm-hmm.
more you work, more you it's going to be more easy for you on stage, you know?
Right, exactly.
So I want to, let's go back. So is it a dinner night with your girlfriend? Because it's a big move, look.
Yeah.
Because you together you prove like, I want you, you want me, because we travel a lot, you know, to see each other. We want to keep together no matter if the distance is.
Right.
But this is another big decision.
Yeah.
To come back in Montreal together in the same apartment.
Yeah.
So when, remember where it was?
I don't remember when we decided.
No? But so it was easy. It was not a big decision.
It was a big decision. But I make big decisions
all the time. Exactly. So it's nothing.
Yeah. But,
and for her too.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she always traveled everywhere.
Yeah.
An independent woman.
It's definitely.
And then independent men.
That's what I love, man.
Decide to stay together.
Yeah.
So when did you move here?
This was the date? 2017 September. So it's been like 2 years.
Two years now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 2 years.
So where did you move in Montreal?
I live in we stayed in an Airbnb for 3 months. That was on Saint Denis in the plateau.
Yeah.
And that was nice. I was right next to Rachel, and I got to go to Petit Patata and the Argonne.
I lived on Rachel 2 years.
Oh man, Rachel's great.
I was on shape. I run every day in the Parc La Fontaine.
Oh yeah, I love Parc La Fontaine. That's a great place.
Man.
And that was and then we moved to Little Burgundy. We have a nice
Little
Burgundy. Griffintown, next to Griffintown.
I live in Griffintown.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I live right next to Atwater and Georges Vanier.
Atwater, okay, you're far. At what?
George Vanier. You know George Vanier Station?
Yeah.
I'm right there.
Me, I'm in Griffintown, Griffintown.
Okay, Griffintown. Griffintown.
Peel.
Yeah.
Wellington.
Okay.
So this is Griffintown, Griffintown.
Yeah, I mean...
It's like I live in the plateau in Hochelaga. You know, I said, no, it's the... sometimes
in
something
the box.
Stops. So it's Saint-Henri.
Saint-Henri? Yeah, maybe.
Saint-Henri?
Yeah.
It's not Griffintown, I know you.
I think it's Little Burgundy. I think that's what it's called.
Okay.
Little Burgundy.
It's ugly. You should say Griffintown.
Yeah, Griffintown. That's what I say, yeah. You can look at it.
So together?
Yeah, we're together.
So, and you're still with her?
Yep.
And it's still fun?
It's fun, yeah.
Did she continue to travel everywhere?
She wants to.
Are you scared?
No. I'm not
Are
scared.
You jealous?
Right now, I'm in like a weird place right now because...
Yeah, you're in a podcast.
But like, I'm trying to find like a good teaching job because I still need to make... Because listen, when you go to school in the United States, you need to pay that money.
$80,000.
Yeah, exactly.
And after that, you're screwed.
Yeah.
I want to say another word because it's the word you should use. Because they rape you with the tax and the interest, you know?
Fucked. You're just so fucked.
Everybody has... This is the real problem in state, huh?
Oh, for sure. Like, to beat my interest, I have to pay $300 a month. So I need to make more, that much more than that, plus, like, rent and all that stuff.
Okay.
And so, like, I guess this goes with me in comedy right now, you know? Like, I love comedy. I would love to invest myself in comedy as much as possible. But right now, like, I also have to...
Oh, so sad.
I also have to pay that money. I have to...
So what did you do for the last 2 years?
I've been teaching children who live in China online from about 5 and about 4:30 in the morning until 10 in the morning.
Wow.
Like, every morning, 5 days a week. Which is why I can't go to, like, some of these later open mics, man. I can't wake up at, like, 4:30... You know, after, you know, McKibbins that goes to like...
10:30, man.
Yeah, it's...
Wow.
It gets really late.
So this is why you start your own night.
Yeah. Oh, that's another thing. I love that.
Yeah, the Heckler Show.
Yeah, the Heckler Show, man.
This is your ID?
Andrew Cardazzi wanted to do a heckling show. I thought of, we should make it like a game. It's kind of like a pub trivia.
Yeah.
Where the audience is in a team, they're at a table, and when they heckle the comedian, they get points... And the team with the most points, they get a prize. So it's like a game.
Oh, wow. And it's twice a month.
Twice a month, yeah.
On Bishop.
On Bishop Street at Bar Teal.
I just have a feeling like if the relationship with your girlfriend is done, what's going to keep you in Montreal?
Nothing. I'm sorry.
So,
honest. Like,
get the fuck, you know? Do you have a plan B?
My plan B, I could go back to Los Angeles and I could, you know, start working for LAUSD plus doing comedy on the side. Or if I want to make money, like I still feel young, you know?
You're young.
And so...
Don't still feel it. I'm a man. Yeah. 28 years old. I still feel young. Fuck you, man.
Fuck me.
I'm 45. I still feel young. I can say that. Not you, man. Are you crazy, man? I'm a man. No coffee anymore for you, Baldy.
I am getting like jittery. Yeah.
No, man, really, because did you talk with your girlfriend about your situation?
Yeah.
Because she know the money don't arrive, you know.
Yeah.
And she feel your stress about that, because the problem with that, you like you said, tomorrow you can make money and refund everything, but you made a decision to be here with her, so I'm sure you had the discussion.
Yeah, definitely.
So what is the?
So like right now, I'm looking for, if I can get a teaching job maybe in Montreal as a teacher, that would be awesome. That would help out a lot.
Yeah.
Right now that's not happening. Okay. So.
But why? The September just arrived. Did you apply everywhere?
Yeah, I applied everywhere. You know, I don't speak French, so that hurts. You know, and it's very competitive.
You speak Iceland.
Yeah, right. Hoppin' the field, the whole class, skull class.
So because but you can work in Anglophone college.
I could, but it's very competitive, man. And there are people, there are teachers, Anglophones, you know, who have been here that also know French. That, you know, they were trying to get that job. So I'm finding it tough. Yeah, I'm finding it
difficult. So for you, the problem is you're not bilingual.
It's kind of the
So problem. If you so were bilingual, you will have a job like that?
I think so.
Okay, so are you discouraged?
A little bit.
So it's tough to
this
focus.
This is a sad,
it's
yeah.
tough to focus on comedy.
It is.
You know what I mean? When the main problem is to pay your rent,
Yeah.
And it's not because you're not educated.
Yeah.
It's just because you're not in a good city.
It's almost because I am educated that I
exactly.
have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so what is your next goal for the end of the year? And what is your, your timing, not timing, last call, you know, for you?
Your last,
before we're going to miss you?
My bailout. So, yeah, this is good podcasting. This is where you're getting that nitty gritty, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh.
No BS with this people.
No, there is no BS.
No. It's very important because this is to show to the people the reality of comedy. Because people think, I talked with a guy and he said, why you interview this guy? He's not a real comedian. He doesn't pay his rent. He's not a fool. I said, listen, listen.
Yeah, not everybody can.
No matter if you stay in the world of comedy and you focus on that and can have a day job to pay your rent, you're in the world of comedy.
Yeah.
You know, in comedy, it's not easy.
Yeah.
It's the only job that, the only reason, it's because of yourself. And it's not because you're funny, you're going to succeed. Eh?
Yeah.
This is another problem.
Right.
Before, if you're funny, you have a career.
Yeah.
But not anymore.
Not anymore.
Now it's 2019. Now you can be, anybody is a superstar now.
Everybody's a
superstar. I saw a lady put his cat on Facebook. Right. I have more like than my picture of my poster, you know, of my comedy night. I said, well, what's happening?
You know? Let me tell you, especially in Los Angeles, this is what I found. Oh. Like, if somebody is an Instagram, they're popular on Instagram, and they were like, I want to be a comedian.
They bump you.
They destroy you.
Yeah. They bump you, man.
Yeah. Instantly.
Yeah,
that is the reality.
But you know what? Me, I don't care about that for you because I saw you on stage. I don't want to change the way you are. But when I start with the way you think about your life, but like when I said I'm jealous about your situation, I'm still am because it's like you fight about something when you should not fight.
Yeah.
You have everything to succeed, you know what I mean? And you can live with your mother the time you see the money arrive and you find a teacher place, you know what? And you have the comedy store.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you have the improv, you know? Right. Yeah. You know, and you're young.
Yeah.
You're a beautiful guy.
Thank you.
No, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So why you stay here? Why you fight? And don't tell me no girls don't like Los Angeles. When I said to my girlfriend, you know, I said I would love to be a comedian and succeed in Cleveland, she would cry.
Yeah, no,
I said,
sure.
Los Angeles, Santa Monica, the Palm Street, the life, the, you know what I mean?
Wonderful.
So I think your next step is that.
Yeah, I mean, and that's it. You know, it's meaning both ways, right? And she, you know what it is? She's afraid. She's afraid of the U.S. because right now the United States it's obviously, you know, a scary place, the shootings and everything like that.
Yeah, no, it's very scary. And so I went there and
And so somebody from Canada who's never experienced that, like I growing up, my mom, she's a choir conductor, so we used to go to churches in like South Central, in Compton and stuff, and so the idea of me getting shot, I never really thought about it, you know, like when you're in it, when you're living there, you don't really think about this stuff.
And Compton is there, and this is LA, Hollywood.
Yeah.
So you never go there.
Yeah, but we would, because my mom would work there sometimes. And so I would go.
And you never feel it.
I mean, like, you would get, like,
if you find the trouble, you're going to get it.
Right. But, like, at any point, I was never, like, too afraid.
No, I know, because, you know where. But maybe, and I don't understand why she don't said, you know what, let's try.
Mm.
Because she went to a lot of places in the world.
Yeah.
And LA, it's less, it's not less, Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's fun to live there.
It is very fun.
I went there. See, I passed 6 months and I see nothing wrong.
Right.
But I know some place.
Yeah.
It's dangerous, you know?
And then, honestly, I'm not... I feel like, eventually, I think we will probably go in that direction, you know? But for right now, she likes her job in Montreal.
Yeah.
And you know, we're just trying... I'm kind of meeting halfway. But it's coming to the point where, like, somebody has to make it...
And you know, when you travel a lot...
Yeah.
You want stability.
Yeah.
You want to be comfortable, you know, you want to stay in your stuff because it's fun to travel every time.
Yeah.
But sometimes you say, who I am, where I am, you know, I just want to have my roots, you know, a little bit, take the year.
Yeah.
But the main point is to stay together if you love her and she loves you.
Yeah.
You're going to find a way, you know, to succeed. But I know that the feeling when you want to do full-time comedy, but you can't because your brain is somewhere else.
That's it. But I also feel patient in a way. Because I always love Ron White. And Ron White's like, I started comedy at 40. And like, look at me now.
Ron White, is it the Scotch guy with the
Scotch cigar? Yeah. He started comedy when he was 40 years old.
Wow, like my mentor was Ronnie Dangerfield.
Yeah.
Who started at 42.
Exactly. So I feel like I'm putting myself through a lot because I feel like I'm young and I haven't, and I don't know. And so I feel like I can do that right now. I don't know. I don't know if I have too many answers right now.
No, because
coffee's working.
No, because you have the answer. It's comedy store.
Yeah.
And you know, it's to find a shitty apartment just on the side of that.
Yeah.
And go bum every night until Joe Rogan said, oh my God, who are you, Bobby? You want to do my first act as you travel the world?
In my perfect life, I would be working at Hollywood High School, which is right on Hollywood and Sunset, basically, right there.
So you have already a plan,
And then I would be right next to the store, and I would work at that high school, and then I would go do comedy there, and then just live in a shitty apartment.
Exactly. Right there. It's clean there. It's not really shitty. It's not shitty.
Oh, it's not like shitty, shitty.
No, if you can shitty, I can show you the other Hollywood, look.
Yeah.
I'm not,
the
ball? No, the other Hollywood, because where's all the tourists goes,
right?
The street like that,
it's
shitty,
right?
And dangerous, but beside the comedy store, it's a little bit clean.
Oh, know? That's really nice. Yeah, because
But the problem with that, they no subway arrived there.
Yeah, well, public transportation. That's another thing. I wanted to live in Montreal because I didn't need a car. And exactly. That was a big thing for me.
I know. To me too. I have a car. I forgot it because I never use it.
Wait, where is it?
Yeah, I know. Sometimes a lot of the dirt in my car. I'm in the garage. And I'm like, why I have dirt? It's because I never use it.
Yeah. It's in Trois-Rivières. You're with the girl. You know. You're like, I'm going home. I'll take it.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, man. So what is next for you in the world of comedy? What is your main goal to stay? Happy in that, you know? Do you said I want to do 4 or 5 show a week? What is your main goal
right now? As long as I'm in Montreal, I really want to kind of get established. It would be nice to get established in with the Nest. I'm gonna try it for Young Guns.
Nest is great for you, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna try it for Young Guns this year. So hopefully,
okay.
I've already done my first kind of audition, okay,
I guess.
And I'm gonna do my second one hopefully soon. And,
okay.
So that would be nice, you know. Yeah.
It's always important to be in a comedy club in the city where you live.
Exactly.
Very important, yeah.
Yeah.
It's feel like it's your home.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And you can chill with other comic, you know, and take look, you know. Because the problem in Montreal is the Yuck Yuck closed, the Comedy Works burn, so after you have the Nest.
Right.
And the Nest, what is fun is because after that, you have just shitty bar.
Yeah.
And shitty bar, you know, it's rarely, you rarely know your joke is funny.
Right.
You use that for other muscle, like to be able to do your joke, and nobody listen. You don't care. So the ego, the way you talk in the mic and in different kind of situation.
Right.
But when you arrive at the Nest, you have the good condition. You know,
people
pay. They sit. You have a green room. Have good mic. Good sound. Good light. You know what I mean. So you have the. It's your home.
Right.
It's the gym.
Yeah, I agree. It's the gym. It would be nice to get that cushy position, you know? But I also do like the bars, you know? And
I love the bar too.
Yeah.
But you need both.
Yeah, you need both. You're right.
To remember that Grumpy's is not comedy.
Yeah.
It's just a way, you know?
No, it's an avenue, yeah.
Imagine if Grumpy's was all the time like that.
That Netflix shows at Grumpy's.
Think about that. your Eckler show at the Grumpy's. Yeah. Barnack, boom.
Kill me now.
Okay, so you want to hustling at the Nest?
Yeah.
Do you have a big goal?
Secret?
Can you tell your secret goal?
Yeah, I guess with comedy, I mean, I would fucking... Oh, man.
Tell me your secret goal. Take a shot of caffeine, man. You said at the time you always want to be Jim Carrey. Mm. So give me your ultimate... What motivates you every day to stay in the world of comedy?
I would absolutely love to be a writer on a comedy show. Wow. And to do that, ultimately, you know, it would be cool to like, of course I want to get paid for comedy, but I've always loved writing. That's what I fell in love with comedy in the first place. I used to want to write novels, and so I started writing fantasy novels. I would create my own world, like Lord of the Rings.
Wow.
But it sucks because you're alone by yourself and nobody edits it. You know, I go, hey man, you want to read the first 80 pages of my fantasy novel? You're like, fuck you, I don't want to read that.
Why? Why do you think that? Oh, why do you think like that?
Because it's...
Who say that to you?
I did have some.
Change your friend.
yeah, for sure.
I'm going to read it.
I don't blame them.
Because it's not good?
No, but what I loved about comedy was I can write, I go up, I do the joke, and then they laugh, they don't laugh, and then I edit, and then I go up again, and then they laugh, and it's so fluid, it's so, like, organic, you know?
You know, Jay Leno did that, huh?
Yeah.
Jay Leno go always at the comedy night, the comedy club in Magic?
Yeah.
In L.A.?
Right.
It's not in L.A., it's more the down.
Down, with the Magic?
Comedy club, or the Magic comedy club. Jay Leno always play there.
Okay.
And he always said, like, the show, the because every time he start the Tonight Show,
yeah,
you have a 7 minute.
Yeah,
he practiced before.
Yeah,
at the club.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the night is less stress. You right. Know what I mean? So do you want to write for the Tonight Show or Saturday Night Live? Like,
oh my fuck! I would go for Tonight Show probably.
More Tonight Show than Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, I'm not a skit person. I'm more like punch. Yeah. I'm punch.
Hey, Jimmy Fallon.
Listen up.
Maybe a new writer for you, Bobby.
You know, I used to intern at a radio station in Los Angeles, and I got to meet Conan, which was awesome.
Yeah,
I got to meet Conan. So you're huge.
So you don't do comedy because you want to be at the front. You want to be the face. You just want to be there because you like.
I love the writing. I'm very passionate about the writing.
Wow.
And that's like my favorite thing.
Wow.
About comedy, hands down.
So maybe some comedian who listen to that. Would love to hire you.
Yeah.
You know,
definitely.
To write joke.
Mm-hmm.
Or just finish shining, you know, the...
Punch it up.
Exactly.
I can punch up.
Yeah. We need a lot of punch.
Yeah, too many punch.
Okay, so this is the biggest one?
I think so.
Write a novel?
I would do that too. I have too many dreams, man. This is the right problem. I'm like a jack of all trades, master of all, none. I do like too many things.
Yeah. You're like us. You need attention. You're bipolar. You're everything. But this is why who you are.
Yeah.
Because
sure.
I know he said I am not bipolar. He said you're not bipolar about the society. All the society describe bipolar.
Yeah.
I said bipolar. About comedian.
Yeah.
Because bipolar in the world of comedy, it's positive.
Yeah, it's true.
You need that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We are special.
Yeah.
This is special. To be a comedian, to go on stage every night, to try to be funny, it's special.
Yeah.
It's no, you know
what? Oh, I agree. It's a blessing, man. I'm very thankful that I'm able to do this.
Yeah, exactly. So, a lot of people say too many comedians in 2000. No, not too many, because a lot of people quit or choke,
yeah,
or bomb and they kill and they stop.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So it's why I do a podcast. I want to know everything. You know, the mentality of who you are now. What is your ultimate goal? So think about that. I didn't. You want to be a scripter?
Yeah,
a writer for maybe the Tonight Show, maybe a novel. You should watch Back to the Future. Tonight. Watch Back to the Future.
It's so good. It's punchy.
Yeah, because this is your story.
Mm.
The scare to be judged about your 80 page of your novel.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a little loud for
you. Did you see Back to the Future?
Of course, man.
About the father.
Yeah.
When he go to the past.
Yeah.
His father wrote a novel.
Right.
And he said, can I look at it? No. Yeah. Because I would be scared about your reaction. But at the end of the movie, he make the novel.
Mm. Yeah, he's like,
when you put your mind to it,
get your hands off of her.
Exactly. Yeah. This is my favorite movie.
Get your damn
when you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything. You know what I mean? And this is you, because you have everything.
Yeah.
You have everything. You take a coffee, you sit, and you wrote your novel.
Yeah, that's it, man.
One page at a time. I'm going to be the first one to buy your novel with your autograph inside, man.
Yes, I appreciate it. I didn't expect this to be so encouraging.
Let's keep that in the universe, you know?
Yeah.
Do you believe in that?
I do believe
the law of attraction, or visualize something.
The secret? You mean talking about the secret?
Yeah, I love the secret. Oh, now I always have a parking at Walmart to see at the front row.
I'm going
to
be Marilyn Monroe.
Man, thank you so much to came to my podcast.
Yeah, man.
I want to ask you the last question.
Oh, shit.
Do you think the Expo are back? Do you like baseball?
Yeah, Dodger fan, baby. Dodgers, go blue. Yes. Go blue.
And Joe? The end Joe?
Yeah.
Mike Trout? No, you don't care, huh?
I don't care. I don't know.
I see twice the Dodger.
Oh, did you?
Yasiel Puig fan. Now because he's like Subban.
Okay.
He's like a Piqué Subban. Okay. Take too many plays, you know, in the thing.
Right,
so they trade him. Yeah, I was like, was there for the, because they went to the World Series twice.
Yeah.
I was there.
Wait, what? You went to the World Series?
Yeah, I was
what?
There. Yeah, I was there.
Fucking bullshit. Are you serious?
Yeah.
No bullshit with SB, man.
Yes.
You can't bullshit me.
Boy, I will bullshit you, man. I was there, tabarnak. I have picture, I have proof that I'm
off the air. This is crazy, really.
Yeah. I'm a huge baseball fan.
Oh, it's amazing.
But listen, I realized that in 2015 when I went to Florida
on
vacation.
Mm.
And I went to the grapefruit. What is grapefruit? Do you know the preseason?
Yeah, okay.
They call that the grapefruit preseason game.
Grapefruit, I don't know.
And La Ligue des Pamplemousses, anyway.
Okay.
So you see the Marlins and the Cardinal outside with a beer. And I said, tabarnak, I forgot I love baseball. Because I cry in 2004 when we lost the Expo.
Oh, right. Well, so I hope for your sake.
So I protect myself. Yeah. But I said, fuck baseball. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I forgot baseball.
But then you give it back.
And I be back in love. And at the same time, we have a great organization who works seriously to bring back the Expo. Do you believe in that?
Good.
Do you think it's possible?
I think it is possible. I mean, we got that soccer stadium that's never used. Like, what stadium would you use?
No, it's going to be in Griffintown with a new stadium outside.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's do it right there.
Think about that.
I live right next to it. That'd be awesome.
The problem with the Dodger, it's the nightmare to go there.
Oh, yeah.
Nightmare. Well, I never used my car twice. I was intelligent.
I got away. You go behind the police station. You got to go up the hill.
Oh, you know the trick?
I got a trick.
Yeah. I didn't know. I took the 1 hour subway, two bus.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
After that, you have a free bus to go there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But
is that the one from?
Big
from the zoo.
Zoo.
You can take a bus from the zoo and you can go.
No! Like where the train is,
Amtrak.
Exactly like that. I think you go outside. It's a big problem. You take a bus, free bus, directly from. But it's the nightmare, man. The game finished at 10.
Yeah.
And that was at home at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, for sure.
Like that,
yeah.
With a lot of people. Like squeeze like that for 1 hour. Ugh,
that's terrible.
And the subways, it's not like here.
Oh, not at all.
It's
that's the sound of a homeless person shooting up heroin. You're like, whoa.
No, I love baseball, but I don't like the. It's funny. It's outside, but it's not my favorite stadium. Mm. The Dodger.
Okay.
Here it's gonna be 30,000.
Oh,
a small one.
Yeah,
and they're gonna split. The season of the Rays.
Oh, okay, interesting.
You never heard about that?
I haven't caught.
The Rays want to move
from
Tampa Bay because the space sucks. Because
Tampa Bay sucks.
So they're good. They're gonna make the playoff.
No, the city.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, hey.
So they want to split the season, the home season, like 82, 41, 41.
Oh.
To go here. It's weird. I don't know how they're gonna make that. Anyway. But my point is, you like baseball.
I do like baseball.
If baseball are back, you're gonna go.
I'll definitely go.
And do you believe we're gonna, or are we dreaming?
I think you guys should. You don't have a. You have your hockey team, right? But what else is there? Nothing much. I think you need to invest in a good baseball team.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not at the same time.
No.
When the Montreal Canadiens don't make the playoff.
Exactly.
Baseball start. Mm. Yeah, this Do you think they're going to make the playoff? 2019-20?
Not if the Kings have anything to say about it.
The Kings.
LA Kings, baby.
LA Kings. I love LA Kings. They went to Stanley Cup.
Yeah, quick. Oh, man. Quick all over the
place. Yeah. Did you see... you were there?
I was watching okay. The game, but I didn't. Okay. I wasn't there.
But you never answered. Do you think the Montreal Canadiens are going to make the playoff this year?
I want them to play. I want it to happen because I want to party with everybody else.
Okay, so imagine they make the playoff.
Okay.
One round, two round, Stanley Cup.
I'm gonna go with two rounds.
Two? Oh, you're the first one to go there.
Yeah.
You don't watch a lot of hockey, eh?
No, I do not. Terrible.
No, but it's correct. You're honest, and sometimes you don't need to be a pro. You just need the feeling, you know what? Yeah. Because me too.
Yeah.
I'm sarcastic because I'm pissed off because the last time we win the Stanley Cup, it's 1993. Mm. I would love, but the way they hire the people, the way Bergevin works, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand why he's still there. 5 years is going to be the fifth year.
Mm.
If you don't make the playoffs, it's going to be 4 and 5. And he's still there. You know what I mean? The manager.
Right.
No, the GM of the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Who win the World Series last year.
Yeah.
They fire him. Mm. Because they did not make the playoffs this year. Think about that.
That's crazy.
Hey, hello.
Yeah.
This, you know, it's Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah, this is like iconic. This is hockey, right?
Yeah, I know. It's the best team in the league.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's crazy. It's all right. My dad was a Raider fan for a long time, and like their manager was absolutely terrible. So I understand the frustration of like, just get this guy out of here. Bring someone new, right? We need new blood in here. New blood.
I saw the Rams in LA.
Ooh, you did?
You
went to Coliseum?
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm a huge USC fan, which is where the Coliseum.
Yeah. It's more popular than the NFL.
Yeah, well, in Los Angeles, because Los Angeles didn't have an NFL team for so long.
Yeah.
I'm a Seahawk fan from Seattle.
I'm a Seahawk fan.
Hey, baby, go Hawks!
No. I'm a Seahawk fan, man.
Yes.
Russell Wilson, Marley.
Yeah.
Man,
get the big old hands.
why you did not give the ball to Marshawn Lynch, tabarnak?
Don't bring that up, man. Don't bring that up.
Come on.
Can't do
that. First and goal. Give the ball. Try twice.
I was traveling in Vietnam at that time. And it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was updating my phone.
Oh man!
And everyone was asleep on the bus. I was on like an all night bus, and everyone was asleep. And I just go, "Shut the fucking son of a bitch!" And then
I was so hot about it. Man, I yelled. I was in Florida 2015. I yelled like 1 hour in my house.
My God.
My girlfriend too. Yeah, yelled, like football is a fixist. See why? Worst day ever, man. And now okay. I'm more like relaxed.
Oh yeah.
But I hate the Patriots.
No, for sure.
I hate the Patriots.
Oh yes, I agree.
Okay,
I
forever.
Because they're so good.
They're so good, and they are boring.
It's so boring.
They are boring.
Oh my God, it's like
this is Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Can you move, Baldy? Yeah. Russell, huh? Russell always. You know, Russell, look.
Yeah.
It's the Johnny Manziel. Intelligent.
Mm.
He always find a way when he can't do the play.
Yeah.
He's gonna try to find something. Yeah. He will not throw the ball on the sideline. You know what I mean? Russell Wilson, listen.
Yeah.
7 years, 6 or 7 years in the league.
Right.
Never miss a game.
Mm.
Best state stat ever.
Right.
Now it's 7-0, 7 touchdown, 0 interception.
Yeah.
900 yards.
Damn.
We lost. Did you see that game last time?
Yeah, that was
we lost with the Saints.
So hot. But these numbers
but we never
insane.
Gave up.
Yeah.
We made 20 points at the end of the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
He made 2 touchdowns himself.
Right.
And 2 touchdowns with, you know what I mean?
Oh, we got like 40 fantasy points. It was insane.
Me, I'm a huge fan. Can I prove it?
Yeah, you just did. Yeah,
exactly.
Is it like tattooed on your chest or something?
Yeah, Seahawks forever.
Seahawks.
I'm more Russell than Seahawks.
Okay.
I'm a Russell fan and the coach.
All right, yeah.
If Russell move, I'm going to follow him.
Mm.
Like, I'm not happy to say that, but I want the Cleveland Brown, the Cleveland, in the Cleveland win the World Series.
You want?
Because Puig is there.
Oh, I see.
You know,
gotcha. You're loyal to the players
more than the team,
than an organization.
Yeah, yeah, because I put myself in the player, not the team. The team is a team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I understand.
When I play outside, I'm not like, oh, it's a Montreal Canadien. No, you say I'm Wayne Gretzky. You know?
Of course. Yeah.
And not, I'm the Oilers. You know, I don't care. Who's your favorite player of all time?
Oh,
in the football?
Oh man, it used to be Junior Seau.
Junior
Seau, he was a linebacker, but he, sad story, man, a lot of concussions. He ended up killing himself.
Fucked up.
But then it was Sean Alexander for a little while too.
Sean
Alexander.
What's happened with him?
Oh man, he's retired. Yeah. He won the Super Bowl back with Hasselbeck. Do you remember Hasselbeck?
Yeah.
Yeah, back in the day.
But not with the Seahawks.
There was Seahawks, yeah.
We never win the Super Bowl in the past.
Yeah. Hasselbeck and Sean Alexander won it. I think they beat Pittsburgh?
In the Super Bowl?
I think so.
We never win. It's the first time we win.
Or maybe they went to...
Yeah, they went to. They never win. Hasselbeck never win a Super Bowl, man. You want to piss?
No.
Okay, good.
My head needs to piss with all this caffeine
right
now.
If you're a fan of Seahawks and you invent the Super Bowl, it's because you have too much piss.
No, that's what you do when you have a losing team. You invent these championships.
The Nordic Quebec win 4 Stanley Cup in a row, man.
Yeah, I remember that.
Man, thank you so much to accept to come here.
Oh, for sure, man.
You're a great guy, man.
I think we got closer. I feel like we just got closer. We bonded a little bit.
Yeah, I have a boner all the time. Maybe it's because of the piss. But listen, you're a great guy. I hope you will never give up because you have everything to succeed.
Thanks, man.
And if you believe more and about right things, you go there, you know?
Yeah.
And continue because you, if you give me a joke, you say, I wrote that for you, I tried before, I see, wow, I see, it's a deal done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because normally, writers just write, they don't try the joke before.
Right.
But you want to do both.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon, call him.
Jimmy.
Merci, man.
Ah,
let's go piss.
Oh, together.
Did you say merci beaucoup?
Yeah, hey.
Say again, sorry.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci à toi, man. You're amazing.
No, thank you so much.
Ah.